And when we say authentic, we really mean authentic. Who knows fans better than fans themselves? Made in Clemson by Tiger fans for Tiger fans. With tons of new designs each year, Tigertown Graphics is your go-to for everything Clemson. There's something for everyone. Visit Tigertown Graphics in downtown Clemson.
Gilstrap Roofing has an experienced team that specializes in shingle, metal, and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 80 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
Tonight on CBS, CSI, The Global Phenomenon, opens a brand new chapter in Las Vegas.
If we don't get to the truth, nobody will.
It's a new team of crime scene investigators.
We're talking about my lab's reputation.
Preserving justice in Sin City.
Look at the evidence.
CSI Vegas, series premiere tonight, 10, 9 central on CBS.
Then, a 7 News investigation.
Something that every agency in the state and across the country is dealing with. The applications just are not coming in.
Local law enforcement facing a critical shortage of applicants.
They're not even applying. We live in a world where we've got to have law enforcement.
7 News anchor Gordon Dill sits down with sheriffs in the upstate about understaffed police forces causing safety concerns in our communities.
Is it at a point where staffing is starting to affect public safety?
A 7 News investigation. Tonight on 7 News at 11, right after the debut of CSI Vegas.
If you could get a 15-year fixed loan for the same payment as your old 30-year fixed, why wouldn't you? Give Gary the Mortgage Expert a call about his 2.25% 15-year fixed mortgage, 2.25%. Call 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. Gary's NMLS number 107429, Rate Saver Mortgage NMLS number 1847969. Based on $200,000 loan with 30% equity, APR 2.43%, 740 credit score, subject to approval, equal housing lender.
Clemson alum Will here. Clemson fans know tailgating, and since Duck Donuts opened in Greenville, got a new tailgate tradition. It's not a football Saturday without Duck Donuts. In the car, headed to tailgate. You can't beat that combination of cool, crisp air and fresh, warm donuts. It's easy to choose flavors everyone will love.
Julie Terry here from Duck Donuts Greenville. It's football season, so let us help you be the tailgating MVP by adding sprinkles in your school colors to a Duck Donuts assortment. Come see us at the Plaza on Pelham or order online at duckdonuts.com.
Ships at sea. Is Kelly Gramlich actually going a little cocoa for Cocoa Puffs?
She's upset.
Do you think she's actually lost it a little bit? I mean,
a little. She asked me why. She said, she asked me why I wasn't helping her. She said, women should stick together. I said, well, not if you're crazy.
Well, you tried that last week. So, it didn't work very well.
She's a little crazy. A little crazy.
You know, a little, she put UConn and UMass.
She's acting a little
she
crazy.
She put UConn and UMass
I know,
in the
you
football
threatened to
contest.
You threatened to put Pat in the
I did,
away,
because so. That's grounds.
She
that,
you
that's
called
grounds.
Me and told me to do something with Pat.
I can't deny that that I have thought of offing Pat many times. Not as many as you, because you say it to me like every single day. And you know, circumstantially, your chances of offing Pat were much greater than mine, because, you know, I wasn't here. So it's hard to imagine how I could have been responsible
for the
pumpkin disappearing.
Oh, no. She
said
that you called
like,
me
and, right,
and told
and
me
you
to do
did,
something with
right,
the pumpkin.
That, so that
but,
we conspired
yes,
to off Pat
yes,
the pumpkin.
Yes. Yeah. But I don't get here till later either. And apparently she was already stressed about the pumpkin when I got here. So
I told her to check the microwave. You know, but as God is my witness, I'm out there in the parking lot and she's running around the parking lot. She's like checking the garbage and running all around the parking lot, seriously looking for a pumpkin who, quite honestly, as you've been indicating, was on his last legs anyway. You know, maybe Kelly should consider that Pat might have offed himself.
Well,
that he was oozing black material out of his two cuts in the back, according to you. So maybe it was just time, you know, maybe.
Could be. We don't know if that's not Pat out there.
Oh, so you think Kelly's actually just wrong.
She's running around crazy.
Oh, okay. So you actually think Kelly's just plain nuts.
Oh, well, no, she's acting crazy.
She is getting a little older. You know, and you do lose some gray cells when you get a little older. So that might be. She's not going to be able to maintain that. You know, I'm 20 forever. You know that she's actually. You know, maybe these are the first signs. Putting UConn and UMass. You know, the first signs that maybe a little gray cell deterioration. Putting UConn and UMass on the slate of games, and then this, you know, this madness about a 59
There's
cent.
A pumpkin sitting out there.
This madness about a 59-cent pumpkin. You know, here's what somebody should do. Just go write the name Pat on that one. Write Pat, too.
There's a pumpkin sitting out there. We don't know that that's not Pat, do we?
Yes, we do. Yeah, no, I just turned around and looked at that. I can confirm that's not that other pumpkin. That other pumpkin was like... That other pumpkin was like the size of a baseball. No, this pumpkin is this pumpkin's thick. This pumpkin, that's we can absolutely be sure that that's not the same pumpkin. No.
See, now talk like that's not going to calm her because she's still running around the station checking every crevice.
Well, I think Pat, you know, may have run away from home. Pat knew that. Pat was on its last legs, you know, and sometimes like an animal will do, you know, they'll go look for a place.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think Pat
Yuck.
I think Pat went to look for a place.
Poor Pat.
I'm guessing Pat went to look for a place. You want to get in, 654-7627. What is this? What did Jeff Holly just send me? Breaking news. Personality Pat the Pumpkin from The Roar is missing. Identifiable marks on left cheek from a prior attempted carving. He escaped that, now is in danger again. Now looking at this photo, this is actually a photo of the original Pat the Pumpkin?
I'm guessing. I'm not looking at what you're looking at.
Well, you know, hey, listen. You know, this is like one of those mysteries, Ramona, because now Jeff Holly has emerged as a suspect.
She was accusing all of us.
Well, I know, but how does he have photos of Pat the Pumpkin?
Oh, he was in here one Friday night taking a bunch of pictures of Pat.
Okay, yeah. So see, so actually Jeff Holly actually had a thing for Pat. Because we know we didn't take any pictures of Pat the Pumpkin.
No, I didn't.
We didn't care enough about Pat the Pumpkin to take any pictures of him.
No.
But Jeff Holly's got a bunch of photos of Pat the Pumpkin. You know, like a stalker might.
like a stalker, yeah. That's a good point.
So maybe, Kelly Graham, like, that the person you're looking for is actually Jeff Holly, because he's just sent me this with all these photos of Pat the Pumpkin. You know, it looks like when they find one
maybe
of those...
Maybe he's going to ask for a ransom.
Yeah, you know, it's like when they find one of those serial killer types, and they go into the home.
The wall.
They find the wall with all the... Well, Jeff Holly has a wall of Pat the Pumpkin.
Yeah. We might have to examine that.
Yeah, we may be getting somewhere now. Jeff Holly, and quite honestly, some of these photos of Pat the Pumpkin that Jeff Holly just sent, a little strange.
A little strange.
He's got a headset on Pat the Pumpkin.
How do you think I felt sitting across from him that night when he was taking all the pictures of Pat?
It's a little odd. You know, hey, that's what the Fifth Amendment is for. You know, and this is what they do, Ramona. You know, these serial killer types, they'll send these taunting letters and things like that. You know, and that's what Jeff Holly send these taunting pictures of Pat the Pumpkin. I think we have a new chief suspect.
We better be careful of the mail. We might start getting parts of Pat. You never know.
Parts of Pat. Pat's finger comes to us in a box.
Pat's been kidnapped, I guess.
Yeah, we can get parts of Pat on a daily basis sent to us. I don't know what the finger is on a pumpkin, but
it comes in a box. Thing,
yeah, the stem.
Know.
Yeah, it starts with the stem. And then little chunks.
Yeah.
Yeah, little chunks. Yeah. It's not good. It's not good. It's a mystery, for sure. You want to get in? By the way, I'm not on Twitter yet. Just so if you're writing me on Twitter, I'm not on there yet. Lots to actually get to today, other than the great mystery of Pat the Pumpkin. Like, the Yankees lose, and they lose in convincing fashion. You know, it's a thing of beauty. You know. This show here, we like when the Yankees lose. We're not fans. My father was, but I'm a Met, and I don't care about the Yankees and good riddance. You know, here's the thing. Yankee fans are screaming for Cashman and Aaron Boone to be fired, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Aaron Boone said something like, and I don't have it in front of me because I'm not on Twitter, as I just indicated, as yet. But Aaron Boone said something to the effect of, you know, other teams have started to catch up to us. What on earth is Aaron Boone? What world does little Aaron Boone live in that he can say other teams are starting to catch up to us? Starting to catch up to us? What on earth are you talking about? I mean... You haven't mattered since 2009. Starting to catch up. Those are the kind of comments reserved for teams that are actually winning championships. You know, like when the Patriots had Brady, they might have said, you know, other teams are starting to catch up to us. Starting to catch up to you? What do you mean catch up to you? You haven't won squat since 2009. It's 2021. Actually, Aaron, I don't know how to break this to you. No one cares about you. Nobody, except Rachel. Nobody cares about the Yankees anymore. You're just a team that spends a lot of money and gets no results. That's all you are. You keep adding these lumberjack-looking fools who do nothing but strike out. Thank God for Gal. What's he hitting? 199? It's 38 home runs, something like that, and he's hitting 199. 190 stinking nine. You had one guy hit in Stanton. Nobody cares. And your gazillion-dollar investment, Garrett Cole, went completely sideways on you. These people, I remember when they were Yankee fans, like Rachel, trying to suggest that Garrett Cole could be as good as DeGrom. Right. Right. Even Garrett Cole's mama knows he's nowhere near Jacob DeGrom's class. She wears a DeGrom jersey. Are you kidding me? I mean, and Cole got hammered.
That would be bad. Go home for Thanksgiving. That's right. She's wearing a
DeGrom
jersey.
She may have a Red Sox jersey on, too, because the Red Sox kicked the living crap out of the Yankees last night. And, I don't care much about the Red Sox either, but for one night, I was a fan. For one night, I was a fan. I just wanted the Yankees gone, and now they are. It didn't take long either. Aaron Boone, though, you know, the rest of the league is starting to catch up to us. What? I mean, seriously, you should fire him for that alone. Forget all the other, forget the level of play all year. You could fire him just for sheer incompetency. What on earth is he talking about? The other teams are starting to catch up to us. Who do they think they are? The Dodgers? Other teams are starting to catch up to us. Yeah, a lot of teams caught up to you. Tampa caught up to you, passed you. The Red Sox beat you. I mean, you haven't mattered again since 2009. Aaron Boone's, by the way, Aaron Boone's contract is up, and almost every Yankee fan wants him gone. But Aaron says, he says like this. He says, I just have no idea. You know, I don't know what's going to happen. They haven't talked to me about anything. Look, Steinbrenner doesn't run that franchise anymore, so he's probably safe. They'll probably bring Cashman and Boone back, and you'll have a bunch more mediocrity and the same kind of play moving forward. The Yankees lose! The Yankees lose! It's just a beautiful thing, Ramona. As a Met fan, I don't like them. Okay, so I'm glad they're gone. I'm glad they're gone. I'm glad they were around for one game, not even one game. They trailed right from the start. They were out of it right from the start. They never recovered. They lost the managerial battle, clearly. Evaldi was good. Cora was great. And they worked on what the method by which the Yankees attacked him a week ago, and they were rightfully very secretive about the adjustments they made. But clearly, whatever adjustments they made worked. All right, we'll take a quick break. Little Bird is on after the break. You know, Little Bird generally means that, you know, somebody has some insight into, you know, what might have happened to Pat the Pumpkin. Maybe a witness. Walt Iptula Road Rage, who, by the way, was not here, so I couldn't have done it. I know Ramona, I guess, could have done it, acting on my behalf, although Ramona herself has actually, on a daily basis, authored threats regarding Pat the Pumpkin. I didn't author threats until today when I read the selection of games, and the first game on the list in capital letters is UConn and UMass. All pumpkin harm is justified after including UConn and UMass in a football contest. Quick break.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-345-2789. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-345-2789. 800-345-2789.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Rooster's Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Race with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Whether it's our famous glazed or one of our specialty donuts, we have something for everyone at work or at home. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
Homeowners across the upstate and western North Carolina have been turning to Roto-Rooter for all their plumbing and drain cleaning needs for over 80 years. If you're taking a cold shower or have a clogged drain, call Roto-Rooter 24-7 and find out why homeowners in the upstate and western North Carolina call Roto-Rooter the most valuable plumber. Call 864-288-7686.
Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
We've all been there. Rushing to the restroom in a public place and bam, you're hit with that out of order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
Hey friends, Don Munson here for Buff City Soap in the Hartwell Village Shopping Center in Clemson. Yes, Buff City has delightfully scented plant-based soaps that are handmade daily, but they also have laundry soap, foaming hand soaps, shaving soaps, facial bars, beard care products, and all of the accessories to make your skin happy. Shop for yourself, for your friends, family, or co-workers. Buff City has a soap for everyone and every occasion. Visit Buff City Soap in-store or online at clemsonsc.buffcitysoap.com.
Getting to your Zen place is what Purple Haze is all about. With locations in Clemson and Williamston, they've been selected as the best place for piercing in the upstate. Purple Haze features body jewelry along with sage and crystals to bring your living space into perfect harmony. With the largest selection of glassware, Purple Haze in Clemson now offers tooth gems and piercings. Whatever it is, that girl will put a spell on you. Purple Haze, Tiger Boulevard in Clemson, Anderson Drive, Williamston.
105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. I mean, these people are all nuts. I mean, Ramona just said, "Hey, you want to add to the suspect thing?" Ramona actually just said, she just came in here. She said it just like this. She just came in here and asked me if I did anything with that darn pumpkin.
She did. She wanted to make sure I was telling the truth.
During the break, she insists that she went in Ben Milstead's car and that Ben Milstead has a receipt for pumpkin. And Ben Milstead said, "That's for pumpkin pie, you dingbat." let me get to Little Bird. Little Bird, how are you?
I'm doing well, Walt. How are you?
Good, Little Bird. I appreciate you getting in.
Oh, no problem. I was calling to tell you I was listening yesterday, and I appreciate the kind words you said about my grandfather, T-Bird. Show meant a lot to him, and this was his favorite show on the radio, so not how much he thought about this show and everything. Just want to say thank you from the family.
You're very welcome. Our thoughts and prayers with you. I was shocked when I heard with your whole family, our thoughts and prayers, both Ramona and mine. I've known T-Bird through radio for, God, from the beginning. And, and he was always such a bright, intelligent, amusing guy. He always had a perspective about looking at things that was completely different from anyone I've ever heard. He really did have a Mark Twain type element to him, and I always enjoyed his calls and talking to him. And I know he loved golf. I know he loved some other things, but he was a big part of us, and I was. Honestly, I was truly taken aback when I heard that news yesterday, and as I know all of you obviously have been, and our thoughts and prayers are with all you, Little Bird.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you too. Thank you.
Yeah, have a good one.
Yeah, thank you. We say this all the time, Ramona, and sometimes this is the way it works in this business. You just go from one emotion to the next. But when you've been in radio a long time, and when you're in local radio, at least for me, this is how it is. I can't speak for the rest of the world, but I consider everybody who listens to be a friend of mine. I don't care if we're fighting like crazy, arguing about this. I mean, I argue with my brother all the time. I mean, I don't. None of that matters. I mean, it's sports that we talk about, But I view everybody who listens as part of my extended family, and through the years, so many things have happened to listeners, and I've always tried whenever I find out to take the time to call the families, etc., because I've come to know so many of you through the years, and even those I've never actually met, I still view the same way. And I knew T-Bird, like I said, really from the beginning. I mean, he was listening to me back at the start of this station, the Tommy Paul days. And again, he was just such an incredibly articulate, fun guy who would, spin these yarns and take these little jabs that I think frequently went over the head of their intended target. When my mother was alive, she sent me an article from a Florida writer she thought I would get a kick of. And it said, basically, you owe it to a living, breathing, thinking society to take shots, even if they do go over your target. And T-Bird had this, and it was always this gentle, fun way. It wasn't anything that was harsh. It just spoke to his level of intellect and his level of humor, and it was seen in everything that he said and did. And it's truly a loss to the WCCP family. He is, again, one of the originals that I associate with my time here and with the station. And when the first we heard of it was PAW who called, and when he did, I was certain the news was correct. And PAW has lost people in his family that I remember calling him about years ago. I mean, that it's the way it works. We're all one big family in terms of local radio. So if anything that we said yesterday in any way helped, I mean, it's just from the heart. I mean, it's just I know how difficult it is to lose loved ones. And again, we just spoke to T-Bird, Rona. It wasn't long ago.
It wasn't. It was like a week, called. Right? Seemed like, yes.
Which is why, when I first heard it, I thought, oh, God, I hope that's wrong. But I knew it wasn't. I knew it wasn't. Lots to get to. The Park National Bank, you pick 'em games are out, Ramona. And the first game in the contest is the worst team in the country versus the second worst team in the country.
Okay, well, then tell me which one is the worst, the second, and which one is the first.
Here's the thing. When the season began, right, I thought the worst team in the country was UMass. I thought it was just crystal clear they were the worst team in the country. Then they established the running back. They got a running back who's not too bad, and they sort of established him, and they started playing a little bit better. And then I thought, oh, well, UConn is the worst team in the country. And now UConn has played a little bit better against another of the worst teams in the country, for example, in Vanderbilt last week. They played a round robin of the worst teams in America. So, honestly, I don't know which of those teams is worse. I think they're both hideous, both absolutely hideous. And again, any person who has to fill out these games this week, potentially a suspect in the disappearance of Pat the Pumpkin, because they'd all be equally angered by me, like me, in the fact that we have to pick UConn and UMass. And
I'm convinced it's Jeff Hawley.
I think there's a lot of proof that it is Jeff Hawley. And Kelly was running around looking. She should have been listening to the Jeff Hawley section. Again, he's writing in.
That's a lot of great points.
He's sending these pictures of Pat the Pumpkin in that are on his wall at his house. A lot of evidence, a lot of circumstantial evidence against Jeff Hawley. I think you might want to look into that possibility. Tar Heel Chad. Chad, how are you?
Well, what's up, man?
Good, good. How are you, Chad?
Sorry to hear about T-Bird. I just talked to him about 3 weeks ago, and I heard it and I didn't believe it. But I'd known him for a little while, so he would call me all the time. So what a character, and couldn't have been any nicer. So sorry to hear about it, for sure.
Yeah, thank you, Chad.
He'll miss my family. Yeah, no worries. So a couple things. Out of the I know everybody's already given Alabama and Georgia the title game. Out of the ones behind there, who probably is the best matchup to both of those teams? So the Penn State, I guess the Iowa, who else would be in there? There's probably three or four teams in there.
Cincinnati.
On top of that, who would be Cincinnati, yeah. Who poses, we kind of know what Iowa is. Penn State's got explosive athletes, I think. I think Iowa is probably not a great matchup, but who knows? They got a hell of a defense. So what's your thoughts on that? If you looked at it today, as we said, of course it could change, but what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I would think that if there's an issue for Penn State against Georgia in any hypothetical matchup, it would be Penn State's offensive line, which I don't think is great. I think that Iowa defensively may have the best defense they've ever had. People don't realize this. Iowa is on some insane streak of something like, I don't know what the number is, 30-something games where they have not allowed an opponent to score more than 24 points. In college football, that's virtually impossible, but they are on that streak. And now this year, it's like 11 a game that they're surrendering. But there's more to their 11 a game. They are turning allegedly elite quarterbacks into pumpkins and turning them over time and time and time again. And so that's how they're creating a lot of field position, a lot of instant offense with their defense. And Penn State's actually doing the same thing. Look, here's the thing. This is what I think is interesting, Chad. The two best teams in the country might be Georgia and Alabama, but neither of those two teams has elite secondaries. Penn State, Iowa, and Cincinnati are the three best secondaries in the country, and those are the three teams right behind them. And throwing into those secondaries results in turnovers. It just does. In the case of all three teams. That's why this game this weekend is going to be so fascinating. It's because Penn State and Iowa are both turning teams over at warp speed because of the play of those the secondaries. And, you know, Iowa is more zone coverage, but the thing is they're so good at what they do. You know, they're so experienced. They know they just know each other inside and out that benefits them. Penn State has probably the best pure athletic coverage guys in the country. That secondary is really elite. So, you know, look, I think all three of those teams are really interesting. I think the question with any of the three would be, do they have enough offense?
Right. So who's the best offense in the country today?
I don't think there is one. I mean, honestly, okay.
It's hard to find, isn't it?
Well, you know, you'd have to actually go to a different level, but the answer would probably be Coastal Carolina. That offense really can't be stopped, and you've got the greatest leader in college football, and Grayson McCall is putting up a season for all seasons. I mean, you know, again, 6 straight years we've had all-time passer efficiency record set. Last year it was Mac Jones breaking Joe Burrow's mark, and each year the final number goes up by like 1 or some percentage of 1. In other words, you know, Mac Jones was like at 201 point something, and Burrow went or Joe Burrow was at 201 point something, and Mac Jones went to 202. Grayson McCall is at 225.
Wow. You think he's going to have a chance to play at the next level?
I actually do. I think he gets better every day. And, you know, he's leading the nation in yards per attempt. And that number is actually 13. It's 12.96. It's even higher than I thought it was. That's insanity. That's impossible. And he's completing 80% of his throws, as we talked about yesterday. So this guy with a passer efficiency rating. And then again, I think Desmond Ridder of Cincinnati is just, you know, I said before the year, two best leaders at quarterback in college football, Grayson McCall and Desmond Ridder. I've seen nothing to change my mind. I mean, Desmond Ridder.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
He's one of my favorite players. I mean, I don't know if you heard what he said when asked about Notre Dame, but, you know, he was asked leading up to the Notre Dame game about the level of noise and how loud they're going to be and whether Cincinnati had ever experienced anything like they were going to see at Notre Dame, and, you know, with how loud it's going to be. And Desmond Ridder just answered it just matter-of-factly. He said, they won't be loud for long.
I love it.
I mean, how awesome is that? Yep. Thank you, Chad. Honestly, Ramon, we have all these favorite quotes from athletes.
Yeah.
Many of them are funny, but there was nothing funny about that. It was just factual.
Yeah, that's a great thing to say.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, people will always worry about providing bulletin board material, and Notre Dame used it. They used it. It was talked about. It was used. It was used. It did not help them. It did not help them. What Desmond Ridder did is he said, I don't care about your noise. I don't care about your history. You know, we're not playing Newt Rockne. I don't care about, you know, we're not playing Joe Montana. You know, we don't care about any of that. We are Cincinnati, and we are coming to beat you, period. And again, asked about it. Just one of my favorite lines of all time. It makes a smile to my face every time I just think about it. Desmond Ridder has asked about the difficulties of going to Notre Dame and facing a crowd that loud. Again, in all that history of Notre Dame, said, quote, they aren't going to be loud for long. And then he went out on the field and he backed it up. That's big time stuff. Walt Diptula, Road Rage, quick break.
Friday nights, the Roar carries the Tri-County Technical College High School Game of the Week. They're hosted by the Upstate's voice for high school football, William Quackenbush. The Tri-County Technical College High School Game of the Week, Friday nights on the Roar.
Join Out of Bounds live at Clemson Sock Shop on the Pendleton Square on October 7th from noon to 3 p.m. Enjoy free Papa John's pizza, check out Clemson Sock Shop and Nutique Boutique's new arrivals, and buy a Roar t-shirt to support Dabo's All-In Foundation for Breast Cancer Research in the Upstate. Out of Bounds live October 7th from noon to 3 at Clemson Sock Shop, located at 122 East Main Street on the Pendleton Square next to the Village Baker. We'll see you there.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the Upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the Upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Tiger or Gamecock, grab an official team Big Bow box repping your colors. It's bow time.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers. Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson. Your independent, local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Have you thought about the legacy you will leave for your family? David Green would like to help you ensure that you leave a legacy you are proud of. There is no better time than right now to plan for the future. Whether it is a simple will, power of attorney, family trust, or other option, David is here to help you prepare the right plan for you and your family. Call today at 864-271-7940 so they can help discuss your family's legacy.
Hi folks, Squawk here. Join Donnell Clark and me each Friday night for our Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week, presented by Southern Wesleyan University. This week's game is Malden at T.L. Hanna. Pregame starts at 7 p.m. right here on the Roar. And don't forget that you can help us choose where we go each week. Just log on to our website, theroarfm.com, and vote in our online poll brought to you by Stephen Fisher Allstate in Clemson. Are you in good hands?
After age 30, playing hard can hurt. A lot. When your body needs a timeout, call AnMed Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their physician specialists have treated the pros for hand, knee, hip, and joint injuries. They'll explore non-surgical options and therapy, and full surgical care is available at an AnMed Health if necessary. It's not just a joint. It's the life and activities you love. So call 716-6140 for an appointment at AnMed Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. They'll help you get back in the game.
This is for the men who never settle. The ones who believe only quitters and a game and a tie. The type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Hey Tiger fans, Morgan Hurt Coleman here with Morgan Coleman Real Estate. I would love the opportunity to be your real estate professional for your upcoming move. As a Clemson soccer alumnus, I'm ever loyal to Clemson University for giving me the tools to be successful on and off the field, which has translated into my real estate career. As a native of the Upstate, I have a passion for teaming up with my clients, serving their real estate needs, and developing lifelong relationships. If you are looking to buy or sell your next home in the greater Greenville area or Lake communities and want a Division I experience, let's team up today. Visit MorganColemanRealEstate.com.
Tonight on CBS, CSI, the global phenomenon, opens a brand new chapter in Las Vegas.
If we don't get to the truth, nobody will.
It's a new team of crime scene investigators.
We're talking about my lab's reputation.
Preserving justice in Sin City.
Look at the evidence.
CSI Vegas, series premiere tonight, 10, 9 central on CBS.
Then, a 7 News investigation.
something that every agency in the state and across the country is dealing with. The applications just are not coming in.
Local law enforcement facing a critical shortage of applicants.
They're not even applying. We live in a world where we've got to have law enforcement.
7 News anchor Gordon Dill sits down with sheriffs in the upstate about understaffed police forces causing safety concerns in our communities.
Is it at a point where staffing is starting to affect public safety?
A 7 News investigation. Tonight on 7 News at 11, right after the debut of CSI Vegas.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the upstate, nobody does it better than us. We are 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar, where every day is game day.
Yeah, we might do that tonight. Do some of those, you know, female singers that we like, the driving stuff, the Heart, Pat Benatar, what's her name, Joan Jett. Yeah, let's do that tonight. Tess said, do you think Kenny Pickett's in that conversation? I think that Kenny Pickett is, I think he is in that conversation. You know, first of all, he's in the Heisman conversation because of the way he's playing. He is the second highest quarterback rating of any quarterback in the country. And he's leading his team. Look, they could wind up winning the ACC title because of him. You know, the funny thing is, you're talking about a guy who not only has been there forever, but his career has been a series of ups and downs. When I first saw Kenny Pickett as a freshman, I loved what I saw to Pickett. And in fact, I loved him enough that I picked Pittsburgh to upset then unbeaten Miami in the final regular season game. And all you Miami fans know this. I said Miami will lose their last three. And their last three were to Pitt, Clemson in the ACC title game, and to Wisconsin. And they did lose all three. They lost at Pitt to Frosh Kenny Pickett. And I really thought that was the beginning of great things for Kenny Pickett. And then everything changed. He didn't come back as – he didn't seem as like he developed at all in a positive fashion from a Frosh to a sophomore. They changed the offensive scheme. They became a power running team. They went away from throwing the football. And all they did is just hand the ball to 235-pound backs. And they were this physical offense. And that's what they became. And – you know, and that style of play actually got him to an ACC title game, but it wasn't good enough to beat the likes of a Clemson. So ultimately, they decided to do an about-face, and they brought Whipple in from UMass, and he turned Pitt into an all-passing team. In the last couple of years, Kenny Pickett's been in an all-passing offense with no running game. And it took a while for him to sort of find his mojo again and his rhythm. Again, he'd been through a lot of ups and downs. But now you're seeing it all come together. You're seeing all the pieces of the puzzle come together for him. The game has slowed down. He knows all these defensive schemes. He's not intimidated when he sees a 3-3-5 stack or the likes because he's seen it. He's seen it all. And now they're mixing in just enough running game to keep you honest. And he is having an incredible year, and in a year where there are where none of the names coming in are still alive, or seemingly they're not alive, for Heisman consideration. Again, that could change. You know, for example, let's say Spencer Rattler goes out and has a huge game against Texas. Well, okay, so he could get back in it. But for right now, he's not played very well. And the guys who have played well at the quarterback position, quite honestly, are a lot of the guys we had near the top of the list. Now, some of the guys we had, DJ Uiagalelei, obviously has not worked out so far. But a lot of the guys I had at the top of the list, people were going, who? What? You know, because I had Grayson McCall high. I had Desmond Ridder high. I had Malik Willis high. I think I had Willis third. I had, you know, again, I had Grayson McCall above Sam Howell. And, you know, and people thought, well, that's crazy. Is it crazy now? How about now? You know what I mean? I mean, so up is down is up. And the quarterbacks at the top of the Heisman consideration, in my opinion, this should be your list, okay? And I'm doing this off the top of my head. We're going to talk Heisman later because I have a list. But off the top of my head, the quarterbacks at the top of the Heisman consideration should be this group of guys right now, snapshot of the moment. Again, not in any particular order, but Grayson McCall, Desmond Ridder. I mean, he went on the road to Indiana and Notre Dame. You know, we act like, well, you know, maybe those teams aren't as good as they've been. You know, Indiana's not as good as they were last year. Penix has struggled some, et cetera, et cetera. You know, Notre Dame might not be as good, but, you know, Notre Dame had just gone to Wisconsin and won by 30. And Cincinnati went in there and whooped up on them in large part because of the leadership of Desmond Ridder. And so, you know, when you ask yourself how many teams have two better road wins than Cincinnati does, road wins at Indiana, at Notre Dame, those are quality road wins, any way you cut it, quality road wins. So I think that Ridder is in that conversation. I think that Kenny Pickett is clearly in that conversation. I think that Malik Willis of Liberty is in that conversation, although he was unable to beat Syracuse, which is the real dilemma for him, because when you're playing at the level that Liberty is, you have to be perfect, even though he's probably the most NFL, well, he's the best NFL talent in the mix. So I think he's in the conversation. Bryce Young of Alabama is in the conversation, although I still think that's more a team deal. But you have to give him some credit because, quite honestly, they lost so many offensive weapons. And for him to be putting up the type of numbers that he is really pretty impressive because he doesn't have any of those four round one wide receivers that the last two guys were throwing to. And so that's what makes Young a candidate in my mind. What Young is doing with a cast that is completely different. So I think that matters. And I think I'm leaving somebody out one other quarterback that I was considering and I'm drawing a blank on right now. But, you know, I think those are some of them. I think that McCall, I think that Pickett, Desmond Ridder. Oh yeah. Sean Clifford, Penn State. You know, again, Clifford did not play great against Indiana, but he did play great against Auburn. And Clifford is having his best year in leading an undefeated Penn State team. Now, that could all change this weekend. We'll see. I mean, the Penn State-Iowa game, I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to that game to a degree that's hard to explain. I just think those two teams don't like each other. I think those two defenses are incredibly good. The two secondaries, I believe, are the best in the country, along with maybe Cincinnati. But those two secondaries are just superior, and they're so well coached on the back end, especially Iowa. And again, they don't like each other, and you know they're 3-4 in the country, and it just seems like such an even matchup. You know, yes. Good call, Texter 940. He says Arizona State quarterback. Yeah, I have Jaden Daniels on my list too. We'll talk about him later when we get to the Heisman conversation. But Jaden Daniels has elevated his game. And, you know, they lost the game at BYU, which is a negative, but he went to UCLA and he was the best quarterback on the field. He was brilliant in the game against UCLA. Brilliant. Brilliant. You know, this is a guy who weighs like 170 pounds, you know, and yet it doesn't matter. He just can play. He moves so easily. That's often the sign of a great athlete. It's not always just whether you run a 4.38. It's how easily do you move. And Jaden Daniels is an easy mover who can really throw the football. And that's why I said, the other day, I think Arizona State's probably the best team in the Pac-12. The thing about Jaden Daniels and the BYU game is this. he wasn't necessarily the best quarterback on the field in that game. You know, and this is the one other guy that I suggest people watch out for is Jaren Hall, the BYU quarterback. Now, realize Hall got banged up a couple of games ago, and he's missed some time now. They've won with the backup quarterback, who, by the way, was a former starter and who's pretty good. They think they have three quarterbacks. But Jaren Hall was playing unbelievably well for BYU, and he is lightning fast. His speed is unbelievable. Utah had no idea. They saw it on film, but they just didn't get it. I know this seems impossible given, you know, how great Zach Wilson was and how highly I think of Zach Wilson. But even given that, if as long as the Hall kid is at quarterback, there's not that big a drop off at the quarterback position from Zach Wilson to Jaren Hall. He's different. He has a live arm, not Wilson's arm, but a live arm. And Wilson was had the ability to extend plays and make plays with his legs too. But Hall has lightning speed. Hall's the fastest guy in the field when he plays. And he gives them that element that's so they're different at that position. But if that kid is playing, he could be in the Heisman mix. He just, you know, the question is, can he get healthy and stay on the field? You know, right now, the word out of BYU this week is that they've got an or. You know, they've got three guys listed at the top of the depth chart, the quarterback position, and they're not saying. They're saying that any of the three guys could play. Tex says, why doesn't Dabo sit DJ down? He hasn't shown any strength anywhere. I wouldn't sit him down. That's not what I would do. I don't think adding more newness to a mix with too much newness is an answer. I don't think sitting your most talented quarterback by far makes you better. So I wouldn't do any of that. This is not a one player issue. This is a entire cast of characters issue. Tiger Pal Rachel. Look who's up. Tiger Pal Rachel. The Yankees lose. We'll get to her when we come back. Quick break.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios. WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
This is the time of year when we can once again enjoy evenings on the porch and patio with friends and family, or watch our favorite football game outside. Freshen up your patio furniture with a new table or an all-weather sofa from the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Need a new grill? The Craft Stove Store and Patio has this area's largest selection of grills, gas, charcoals,